Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
Thanks for listening.
The Ballerina's Nightmare. The Ballerina's Nightmare. Here, have a peanut.
Well, the whole thing about right, the whole bit is simply that you shouldn't get discouraged. Gotta stay in there and keep punching, all the time punching. As Keats once said to the Paris edition of the New York Herald Tribune, Keats said, keep punching.
Va-va-voom, za-za-zoom, va-va-voom, ipsy-dipsy, va-va-voom.
Greetings and welcome. My known name is Madcap Tenali, here to presenteth parteth 4 of Voluptuous Vale's Vigorous Voyage. You may find previous installments of this episode at muddybootsradio.org, and liketh before, I verily urge ye to prepareth for an odyssey. Therein we shall findeth joy in marvelous words, valorous sounds, and lyrically robust song. Oh, how sweet roams the ears yon dist forswear oped to the waves of bliss. For nothing keeps one from flowing and flowing and flowing with the coming tides yon exult in rhythms of otherness. Aye, mine own cater cousins, we can imagineth palmy myths and looming legends, whenever such sweet sounds tickle our tongues to muse with the muse. For it is that lady we seek, and is her we praise. The lady giveth our breath, and she giveth our meaning for life. What doth I intendeth to convey, ye might asketh? Well, without further to-bees or not to-bees or ados, we henceforth thusly wend forth, and beginneth with a poem given from the future unseen, though likely from the 23rd century. And eke likely writ by Sir Hank Ignatius Noblesmith. Tis sunset and the moonbeam shine comes, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. Twilight love and the wise owl's hoot drums, pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Morpheus croons through your eyes divine, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. Lips entwine in a tingled lush shrine, pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Tongues roused alive, cuckoo birds cuckoo, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. Body prairie meadow field flowers a clue, pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Come me, come you, yes soon suddenly, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. These are the hands that will lovingly pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Golden summer's blue moon glistens you, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. Whippoorwills scribe freckles of dew, pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Crickets bow mysteries frolic flare, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. Breasts they rise like a nippled prayer, pounce in the night, pounce in the light. Splatters of love in a rippling hue, pounce in the light, pounce in the night. hearts lit shimmering trails towards you. Pounce in the night, pounce in the light, in fine slow finger crawl slenderly. Pounce in the light, pounce in the night, these are the hands that will tenderly. Pounce in the night, pounce in the light.
Material, if and when, to be cut up, overlaid, speeded up, slowed down, inched, run through echo chambers. The cut-ups showed us how to cut up. We now know what to cut up.
Pull that engine onto the siding there.
Right.
Is the cavalry ready?
Hobo Joe on the L&A line, don't know where he's going, and he's got plenty time. He's got no money to pay for the ride. He always makes it on the L&A line. He's got wrinkles in his face and corns on his toes, dirt in his ears and raggedy clothes. His hair ain't combed and his shoes ain't shined. He rides a freight on the L&A line. Hobo Joe on the L&A line, don't know where he's going, and he's got plenty time. He's got no money to pay for the ride. He always makes it on the L&A line. He's got no home he can call his own, and the food he off of the street. He sleeps in a boxcar on a sidetrack till the brakeman comes and blows his stack. Hobo Joe on the L&A line, don't know where he's going, and he's got plenty time. He's got no money to pay for the ride. He always makes it on the L&A line. Don't know where he's going, and he's got plenty time. He's got no money to pay for the ride. He always makes it on the L&A line. Hobo Joe on the L&A line.
Point of interest, Julius. What are you doing?
Don't you dig? I'm conjuring, baby. I'm conjuring.
Conjuring who?
Who knows? I just read this here book and I got me all the ingredients, or most of them anyway.
Sensing an emo. Shum
Stick, I'll beat it to death.
I await your pleasure.
Look, what do you want from me already?
Prithee, good sir, ask not what I want of thee, but what dost thou ask of William Shakespeare?
Would you try that one again?
It appears I must speak in the parlance of the time, your time. I simply said, good sir, it was you who conjured up me, and I'm at your service. What would you ask of me?
Look, level with me, Pops, will you? You mean to say that you're the Shakespeare? Man, you've been dead 1,000 years!
It is true, of course, but death is relative and need not be the end. You required a service of me, hence I am at your disposal.
Have you seen old master with a mustache on his face? Well, he made up his mind and he left very sudden and expects he left the place. He saw that smoke way up the river where the Lincoln gunboats lay. So he grabbed his hat and he left in a hurry and expects he run away. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee. Much that they call him the captain and he gets so dreadful tan. Well, I expect he's one for to fool them soldiers and to pass for contraband. He's 4 feet one way, 3 the other, and he weighs 400 pounds. His coat was so big that he couldn't pay the tailor and it won't go halfway round. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that I expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that I expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee. Darkies get so tired of living in the log house on the lawn, so they'll move their things in the massy's parlor for to keep it while he's gone. There's wine in the cellar and a grub in the kitchen, and the darkies, they'll have some. Well, it's been so long that I expect it's coming in the year of Jubilum. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that I expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee. Old master run, ha ha, the darkies day ho ho. Well, it's been so long that I expect it's coming in the year of Jubilee.
On the shores that round our coast, from Deal to Ramsgate span, that I found alone on a piece of stone, an elderly naval man. His hair was weedy, his beard was long, and weedy and long was he. And I heard this wight on the shore recite, in a singular minor key,
"Oh, I am a cook, and a captain bold, and the mate of the Nancy Brig, and a bosom tight, and a midship might, and the crew of the captain's gig."
And he shook his fists, and he tore his hair, till I really felt afraid, for I couldn't help thinking the man had been drinking. And so I simply said, "Oh, elderly man, it's little I know of the duties of men of the sea, and I'll eat my hand if I understand how you can possibly be at once a cook and a captain bold, and the mates of the Nancy Brig, and a bosom tight, and a midship might, and the crew of the captain's gig." Then he gave a hitch to his trousers, which is a trick all seamen learn, and having got rid of a thumping quid, he spun this painful yarn.
"'Twas in the good ship Nancy Bell that we sailed to the Indian Sea, and there on the reef we come the grief which has often occurred to me."
Nonsense. I'm just sitting here alone planning a training program.
Lord God, I pretend to know all about sex because my friends expect me to know and because I look like a woman. I laugh when the other girls laugh about kissing and petting. I pretend to know, Lord, but I'm scared. I'm scared of sex. Sex is always there, like a beautiful leopard crouching inside of me, like a leopard smooth and fascinating and anxious and graceful and purring and growling and roaring and dangerous and oh so beautiful.
Ball the other night, my man danced with a gal. Her dress was too tight, she done the shimmy, she wobbled right across the hall. She made a misstep, you might have seen her fall. It was dirty, but I... It was dirty, but I... Tenor, you should talk, yeah. It's dirty, but I... Early one morning, about half past four, a big police was knocking on my door. He had a glass of whiskey right in his hand. He's going to arrest me and take me to the promised land. It was dirty, brother. It was dirty, brother. Tenor, you should talk, yeah. It's dirty, brother.
Destroy the future. To stay everywhere. 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 To stay nowhere. Destroy the future. Oil's going away. Spot, spot, spot. Action.
Looked down the road, who was it coming? I thought to my soul, I'd kill myself running. Strawberry pie, gooseberry pudding, I'd give it all away to seem to sight a good un. Had a peach pie, had a peach pudding, but I'd give it all away to seem to sight a good un. Strawberry pie, gooseberry pudding, but I'd give it all away to seem to sight a good un. Down the road, who wasn't coming? I thought, down the road, I'd give myself a soul, kill myself running. Strawberry pie, gooseberry pudding, but I'd give it all away to see me sight a good. Had a peach pie, had a peach pudding, but I'd give it all away to see me sight a good. Strawberry pie, gooseberry pudding, but I'd give it all away to see me sight a good, sight a good, sight a good, sight a good.
I don't know.
That's our feeling, too, Mr. Branhoff. Sponsor-wise, the thing requires some noodling. That is to say, we can't abruptly and perfunctorily jump off the bridge with this one. I mean, let's be cerebral, boys.
Well, I'll say this for it. It's a beautifully written thing.
It's so archaic. I mean, language-wise. May I? As fresh as a bridegroom. And his chin, new reaped, showed like a stubble land at harvest home. He was perfumed like a milliner, and twixt his finger and his thumb, he held a poncet box, and ever anon gave it to his nose, and took't away again.
Well, you've got to say this for it. It has imagery.
Imagery it has.
Oh, long, 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 so 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 long, 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 so long, so long, so long, long, so long, so long, so long, so long, 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 grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Shout, shout the glory. Shout, shout the loud for glory. Brother, sister, mourner all. Shout glory, hallelujah. Shout, shout for glory. Shout, shout the loud for glory. Brother, sister, mourner all. Shout glory, hallelujah. Was grace that taught my heart to fear? On grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, though our I first believe. Shout, shout, O glory. Shout, shout, aloud for glory. Brother, sister, mourner all. Shout, glory, hallelujah. Shout, shout for glory. Shout, shout aloud for glory. Brother, sister, mourner all. Shout, glory,
going to send our finest technical expert into 1,000 homes?
No.
Yes.
Well, how are you going to get him there?
Oh, I can mail him. Flat. Stick him in a colorful take-home brochure. Bind him between the pages of a company magazine. You see, he'll be on one of these flexible sound sheets.
Oh, how darling. Oh, may I take one of them home and play it?
Oh, you can't resist.
Amma namma na amma ya le medede oh oh amma. Thank you.
Poofy abstract chomps, marshmallow clumps. Surreal cereal waterfalls some crunchy flakes. A pond of milky milk gouges lumps. Lathers licky tasty booming buds ever quake. Wind blows, wind shakes, wind buries. Time flows, time goes, time shows. Tree bends, tree leaves, tree cherries. Sigh blows, sigh grows, sigh prose. Tuffy constructs, munches soggy bits. Surreal cereal cascade some munchy makes. A marsh of smarmy swarm mushing grits. Gathers finger lick and daybreak dips ever shake. Wind blows, wind shakes, wind buries. Time flows, time goes, time shows. Tree bends, tree leaves, tree cherries. Sigh blows, sigh grows, sigh prows.
Question.
Question, Rocky?
Yeah, I mean, what is my tertiary motivation here? I mean, like, I walk through the door and I see her. Why?
Why what, Rocky? What's the question?
Exactly. What is the question? I mean, like, any slob can walk through a door. I mean, like, I do it every day. But, well, now, maybe I shouldn't walk through the door at that moment. So I gotta ask myself, would I walk through that door? It's on the basis of that answer that I find my motivation. So the question is, what's my motivation?
Thank you. man. Mujeres enamorenme. Mujeres enamorenme. Por donde quiera que cruzo, regándome la impunidad. Dice la gente verdad, no hay quien iguale a Caruso. Mujer, enamorenme, la mujer me llamó para que yo le cantara y le dije cómo no, pensando que ella me amara. Mujer, enamorenme, que el tiempo se está pasando, si usted no me enamora, voy a Cuba y la demanda. Mujer, enamorenme.
You gotta suffer. I mean, I still remember those cold nights in that dark attic with hardly enough strength to push a key. And all the time, a small voice inside me kept saying, go, Julius, go. So I went.
Inspiring, Mr. Moomer. Truly inspiring.
Your body to stay present, to be body to stay absent.
Stay absent.
Somebody pictures three hollow coils coming in to have to be a body. You have to be what? Destroy. Create pictures.
I can use the voice of authority.
All right, troopers, shape up! And shape up now!
Or I can call upon the persuasive human voice.
Why, of course you can do it. Just begin in very easy stages.
I might even try a little, you know.
If you mean sex appeal, lover, you just say the word.
Mr. Mason!
Oh, don't worry, Miss Smith. Just a little figment of my imagination.
Well, that last figment might be too much for the trainee.
The alley with my gal friend Sally, we came to a spot dark and still. I'm not denying that the things we was trying was giving our old hearts a thrill. We looked down the line and we saw just in time a cop as big as a horse. He was a big Irish dick, he had both hands on his stick, and we knew he meant business, of course. So we done the same thing that the bear hunter done when he saw his first bear in a den. We'll get it, I'll bet, we ain't give up yet, we're ready to try it again. So we strolled around the park till away after dark, then up that same alley we went. I kept straining and poking till my back was near broken and the tool I was using had bent. But we wouldn't quit now, we was determined and how, then the reward would be hers and mine. I was working so fast when it busted at last. In that darn safe there wasn't a dime. Oh, my Sally, poor lass, she got shot in the grass while hiding from that same Irish dick. Oh, he approached her behind the fence she had climbed, and he gave her a poke with his stick. My Sally knew then she was facing the end as guns went off all around.
she took a great chance and pulled off her white pants, and she waved them as they shot her down. So I done the same thing that the bear hunter done when I saw him mow my Sally down. Oh, they buried her deep and I just sat here and weep. She was the best old safe cracker in town. She was the best old safe cracker in town.
Ever a lick of art was done, or ever a one to care, I was a purple polygon, and you were a sky blue square. You yearned for me across a void, for I lay in a different plane. I'd set my heart on a red rhomboid, and your sign was in vain. You pined for me as well I knew, and you faded day by day, until the square that was heavenly blue had paled to an ashen gray. A myriad years, or less, or more, have softly fluttered by. Matters are much as they were before, except 'tis I that sigh. I yearn for you, but I have no chance. You lie in a different plane. I break my heart for a single glance, and I break said heart in vain. And ever I grow more pale and wan, and taste your old despair, when I was a purple polygon, and you were a sky blue square.
What you say. If Jeremy comes here tonight, I have to go away with him.
Oh, come, Olivia. Cast off those benighted colors and gaze as a friend on Greenwich Village. Let not forever with your veiled eyes seek your noble boyfriend in the dust. It is common, I know. But all that live must die.
Oh, it's easy for you to say. Quite easy. But outside there, outside this room, outside this building, is the harbinger of the worst of fates. Is it Jeremy, or is it his killer? Am I to be a correspondent of love, or a recipient of hate? This is the question. Who awaits me out there? I ask you that. Who awaits me?
Stepping out of the gray day, she came, her red hair falling like the sky. Love held them there in that moment, with the world passing by. Thank you.
just by being there.
I'm looking for Mr. Moomer.
Moomer?
Julius Moomer.
Oh, yeah, the writer. Well, he's sitting over there with a bunch of guys.
Thank you so much. And your role?
My role is, Jeremy. What's yours?
Jeremy. Jeremy is a lad of 19, fresh as a bridegroom. And his chin, you reaped, showed like a stubble land at harvest home.
Yeah, well, we changed all that. I mean, a guy that feels love ain't no 19 years old. Guy who plays Jeremy's gonna have to know what it's all about. A mature guy who knows the score. A guy with some zazz, a guy with some moxie. A guy who understands tertiary motivation.
Yeah.
got 'em. Basilitante. Rogabottomum. Nordoff.
The course of true thoughts never did run smooth. Clever Words by Big Shear. Thou art listening to Muddy Boots. Mine own name is Verily, Verily Tenali. And thee've been listening to the first half of Voluptuous Veils, Vigorous Voyage Part 4. Thee can findeth the playlist, as well as, by fate, tidbits of this particular episode at Muddy Boots Radio. Grant you mercy for tuning in. Prithee doth sticketh around, the bee sideth anon cometh, stayeth tuned.